Let's speak some Divrei Torah.
Okay.
Are we recording? Yeah. Okay. Gemara Nida, Daf Ayin Amud Beis, asks the following stira in Pesukim. You have a following contradiction in Pesukim. The Gemara says, one Pasuk says, Ki lo achbots bemos hames. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care to take the lives of Klal Yisrael, meaning he has no interest in it. He wants everyone to live. He has no interest in taking the lives of Klal Yisrael. That's pasuk number one. Pasuk number two says the Gemara, Ki chafetz Hashem lahamisam. Dafka, the opposite. Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking, chalila, to take the lives of Klal Yisrael. So, says the Gemara, you have a blatant steer on Pesukim. One pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has absolutely no interest in taking our lives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be here in this world to serve Him. And yet, the other pasuk says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chafetz lahamisa. He's looking to take the lives of Klal Yisrael. So says the Gemara, how do we answer the stira on Pesukim? Very basic stira. Says the Gemara, phenomenal. Kan be'osin tshuva, kan b'she'ein osin tshuva. There is a massive, massive difference between someone who is oseh tshuva and someone who is ein osin tshuva. Someone who is osin tshuva, someone who is doing tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no interest in chalila taking a life. But Rachmana Litzlan, if someone is not begeder osin tshuva, if we're not part of the group of what it means to be doing tshuva, then chalila HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't necessarily want us to stay alive. Rav Yisrael Salanter has an unbelievable diuk in this Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say, you know who HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to remain living? The Gemara doesn't say someone who was shav b'tshuva. Someone who already did tshuva and therefore has a clean slate. Says Rav Yisrael, you know what the Gemara answers? You know who HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki lo achbots b'mos hames, who doesn't want to take a life, is someone who is osin tshuva. Someone who is currently in the process of doing tshuva. It doesn't mean we're dealing with someone who's perfect, someone who did averos, but that's totally not a part of who he is. Rather, it's be'osin tshuva, someone who is in the process of doing tshuva. The question is, what does that mean? What does that mean, osin tshuva? All we have to do is osin tshuva, start the process? How does that work? So the answer is, when it comes to tshuva, when it comes to Elul, when it comes to Yiddishkeit as a whole, this is a fundamental yisod of life. All we have to do is take the first step. All Hashem wants from us is that first step, the beginning to start. Rav Moshe Sternbach writes, Elul is called, is right, the Mishnah Berurah already brings, that the pasuk, Ani ledodi vidodi li, so it's Rashi Tevos Elul. Elul stands for Ani Ledodi Vidodi Li, the relationship we have between the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says Rav Moshe Sternbach, you have to just be very careful in reading the pasuk. What comes first? First comes the Ani Ledodi. First comes our first step in becoming close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, our first step of Osin Tshuva. And then and only then do we have the Seifa of the pasuk, Vidoldi Li, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes close to us as well. But again, says Rav Moshe Sternbach, the first part, the ikr, is that first step we take needs to be Ani Ledodi. We have to make the first move. And we find the same thing in the Medrash. The Medrash in Shir HaShirim in Yalkut Shimoni has the following lashon. Medrash says, Pisluli Pesach Kechuda Shel Mechat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, give me a hole, open me a hole of tshuva where I can come in, the size of a needle. All I'm asking for you, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, is the smallest bit of an opening. The size that a needle would make, and after that, Vani eftach lechem pesach, shihiyu agul agolos vikronios nichnasin bo. And as long as you give me the smallest bit of entry space into your life, I'm going to turn that hole into a gaping hole that's going to be so big that wagons and cars and everything's going to be able to go through it. All you need to do, Zok the Medrash, is to take the first step. And after HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it, that Agolos and Kronios will be able to go through. But again, it's up to us to take that first step. It's up to us to make it Ani Ledodi, and only then vidodili. The Aros Devash, Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, gives an unbelievable mashal. Says as follows. If I am the owner of the biggest construction company in the world, and I'm looking now to buy a smaller company to take them under my company as well. So I hire this small company, the small construction company, to see how they work. If they're good workers, I'm gonna look to buy them. If they're not, then I want no part of them. So, says the Aros Devash as follows. If I hire them for this purpose, and they're working diligently, and they're doing good work, and after a year and a half, they come to me and they say, you know, we're still working hard, project isn't done yet, we're almost done, we're 75% done, we're not stopping, but can we have at least half of the payment? So my response would be, sure. You know why? Because I'm not looking for an end result. I'm not looking for the house to be completed. I'm looking to see how they were working. Were they giving it their all? Were they putting all their effort, all their kochos into this building? On the other hand, if I'm a house owner and I hired this small company to build me a house that I can live in, so if they come to me and say, listen, we're 75% done, can I get payment? I'm going to be like, I didn't pay you for 75% of my house to be done. There's no roof. Right? Why would I pay you? There's no roof on my house. Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, this is our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us Taryag Mitzvos, not because the Ribbono Shel Olam needs to see the completed mitzvah, not because the Ribbono Shel Olam needs that building. Rather, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to see we're trying. He wants to see we're giving all of our effort, all of our kochos into each mitzvah, into serving him. And if the Ribbono Shel Olam sees that we're putting in all of our kochos, even if we're 75% of the way there, we're not all the way there, we'll still, quote unquote, get that payment. Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, that's pshat in the Mishnah, lo alecha hamlacha ligmor. We don't have to finish the maisa, we don't have to finish the work. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not looking for that end result. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not looking for that finished building. Right? Therefore, we don't have to finish it kol zman as long as we show that we're putting in the work. But, v'lo ata ben chorin l'hivatel mimena. But you can't just leave it all together. You have to try. You have to try. You have to put in the work. That, says Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, is the relationship to us in doing mitzvahs. But I'll tell you one better. Based on what we're saying with Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, it's so much less than 75%. You know what it means? Lo alecha hamlacha ligmor. You know what it means? You don't have to finish. You don't have to get all the way. It means you just have to start. It means you just have to take the first step. All the Ribbono Shel Olam wants for us in doing tshuva is to be osin tshuva. Is to be taking that first step, to be together someone who is working on themselves, someone who is striving for perfection, but the key word is striving, not that you are perfect. It's osin tshuva, velo shekvar shav b'tshuva, not that you're already there. Pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Kisetze, Kisetze l'molchama alay vecha. Person goes to war against his enemies. Pasuk says, "Unisano Hashem Elokecha biyadecha v'shavisa shivyo." Someone who goes to war against his enemies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the enemy in your hand. So the Mefarshim say, it's exactly this idea we're talking about. What milchama are we talking about? It's the milchama sayetzer, the war against the Yetzer Hara. And says the Pasuk, "Ki seitze lemilchama aleivecha." If a person goes to war against his Yetzer Hara, Vinasno Hashem Elokecha biyadecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the enemy in your hand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow you to be matzliach against your Yetzer Hara. But when is that true? Only when it's kiseitze lemelchama aleivecha. Only if we go to war against our Yetzer Hara. If we take the first step to fight against the Yetzer Hara, if we decide, right now I'm struggling with X, I'm struggling with this, I'm struggling with that, I'm deficient here, I can be so much better in this area. The answer isn't perfection. The answer isn't I need to be all the way on top. The answer isn't I have to go from a 1 to a 10. It's just kiseitze lemochama aleivecha. All we need to do is start the war, start the fight, push. push back. Push back. We can fight. We can do. And all we need to do is kiseitzei l'mochama alayvecha. And then the response is, v'nasna Hashem alokecha biyadecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu will allow us to be matzliach. Now going back to what Rabbi Yisrael told us, it's all about osin tshuva. It's all about just taking that first step, about doing tshuva, being together, someone who does tshuva. So how does that help? Meaning, if I'm really maybe not doing as well as I should be, I'm struggling in a certain area. So, okay, I started the process, but I'm not there yet. I might be still struggling in that same area. So how does osin tshuva help? So says Rav Itzala Paterberger as follows. We have a sugya in the Torah called Ben Sora Umora. Someone who acts improperly, and we judge him not where he is now, but rather what he will be. We look into the future and say, based on his actions now, this is what he will become, and therefore we can punish him now based on what he will become, an unbelievable chiddush in the sugya. Says Rav Itzala, the same is true by tshuva. We're nidon al shem sofa. We're nidon al shem sofa. We're judged based on what we ultimately will become based on the actions we have started. Therefore, says Rav Itzala, if a person is begeder osin tshuva, if all we did was started tshuva, okay, but we're on the process, we're on the path. We started, we're almost there, we're osin tshuva. And therefore, if we're nidon al shem sofa, if we're judged based on our actions currently, where they will ultimately lead us, the answer is to tshuva gemura. But chalila, if we're part of the group that's eino osin tshuva, then nidon al shem sofa does not have a wonderful result. And says Rav Itzala, that's the pshat in Rav Yisrael Salanter of being osin tshuva, just starting something. So what does it mean though to be osin tshuva? What's that first step that we have to take to be considered osin tshuva? Right, we understand, all we need to do is to start a little bit. But what is that little bit? What is that starting point? So says Rav Yisrael Salanter as follows. There are so many things that we all struggle with, that we all have a Yetzer Hara for, that we've become so accustomed to doing, certain averos that are almost habitual, that we don't even realize when we do them. And more than that, we don't feel it's wrong when we do them, because it's almost part of our life. It's completely part of us. Whether it's Lashon Hara, or whatever it is for every individual, but it becomes so ingrained in who you are that you don't feel like you're doing anything wrong. Says Rabbi Yisrael, you know what that's called? That's called Eino Osin Tshuva. If someone is struggling in an area and they don't even realize they're not okay, they don't even realize that they're struggling, they don't see that anything's wrong, then guess what? You can't be on the pathway to tshuva. You don't even know you're doing anything wrong. But on the flip side, says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, if a person feels that the pain in when they do an avera, the struggle, if a person feels what they're doing is incorrect, that they're distancing themselves from the Rabbonah Sholom, etzem that pain and discomfort that they feel when they do something wrong, that's called osin tshuva. Unbelievable. All a person needs to do on the very basic level is to feel that they're not okay. His lashon is Adam Shemargish Ani Lo Beseder. Just a person to feel like I'm not okay. I'm struggling. I'm not pretending like I'm perfect. I'm not pretending like this is okay. Yeah, I've developed almost a habit of doing this. It's become so ingrained in who I am, but that doesn't mean it's okay. I have to feel like I'm capable of changing. I have to feel like I'm capable of working on it. And just feeling that it's not okay, that I can grow, that I can overcome, that I can achieve, etzem that hargasha, that feeling, is what's called osin tshuva. Unbelievable. when we look back at that Gemara now, the stira on Pesukim, does the Kadosh Baruch Hu chalila, is he chafetz lahamisam? Or is it kilo achbots b'mos hameis? Says the Gemara, it depends. Are you osin tshuva or eino osin tshuva? And all osin tshuva means is you feel wrong, you feel badly when you do an avera. You recognize that it's not okay, that it's neged the ratzon of the Rabbono Shel. That there's room to improve and that you can improve. And that we can work and we can develop. Etzem, that hargasha, that feeling, is what counts as osin tshuva. We say in Ledavid now, during the month of Elul, Acha sha'alti me'es Hashem. There's one thing David HaMelech says, Rabbono Shel, there's one thing I'm asking from you. It's shifti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayai. All I want to do is be in the beis Hashem. Is feel close to you, connected to you. Right? Maybe a kavana, when we say that line, is exactly this nekuda. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I feel distance from you. I'm struggling in this aspect. I'm struggling with this mitzvah. But the only thing I beg of you is shifti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayai. I feel uncomfortable. I know I'm struggling. But the only thing I'm asking, osa avakesh, I'm doubling down, is shifti beves Hashem kol yemei chayai. To see lachzos benoam Hashem, the beauty of Yiddishkeit. For some of us, it might feel like we need a nes. It might feel like this is so part of who I am. I'm so deeply entrenched in this avera, in these averos, in this Yetzer Hara, that there's no chance of coming back, of being shav b'tshuva, of even being osin tshuva, without a miracle. I pashut need a miracle to change. I need a miracle to do tshuva. The answer is we're shayach to nisim. The answer is we're shayach to nisim. We can expect a nes. The Ramban in Parshas Noach is bothered by the following question. Noach spent 120 years building the Teva. And we know the dimensions, the Torah lists us the dimensions of the Teva. Now, says the Ramban, the fact that every animal, every species of every animal fit on the Teva was an ace. Right? We know the dimensions, it was big, but it wasn't physically capable of holding every animal. So ask the Ramban an unbelievable question. If that's true, that at the end of the day, the Rabbono Shel Olam was going to make a nes, was going to make a miracle to allow for all the animals to fit on the Teva, why make Noach work 120 years to build such a big boat? You know what the Ramban says? Build a kayak, build a rowboat, take 2 days, and if you're going to make a nes anyway, so why am I working 120 years to build a big boat? Says the Ramban as follows, a fundamental yisod. For all of life, but it's particularly nogea for what we're speaking out now. Says the Ramban, when it comes to Nisim, if we want to be shayich to Nisim, first we have to do everything in our capabilities, all that is mutal on us, for the Nes to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will only step in after we have done everything that we physically can. Everything in our capabilities, and once we've done that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, lo alecha amlacha legmar. And I'm stepping in. Now is my turn to help you out. But says the Ramban as follows. This is the yisod. When it comes to tshuva, a person has to do everything in our capabilities. We need a nes, we're shayach to nisim. We can rely, we can expect on the nes. Kol habali tar misayeno. So if a person wants to become tar, if he wants to do tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu will bench you with siyata d'shmaya. It's a chazal. But that's only true if we do everything we possibly can beforehand. If we exhaust all options, if we push ourselves to be osin tshuva, then even if we think we're so far out of the game, Kadosh Baruch Hu will make a nes. We'll be shayach to nisim. But again, the answer is, we don't even need such a big step. All we need over here, by tshuva, it's not to exhaust all of our options, to get all the way. You know what it is? It's to exhaust all of our capabilities to be osin tshuva. We have to do everything we can to take the first step. And after we take the first step in doing tshuva, in coming close to the Rabbonu Shalom, we're shayach to nisim. We're shayach to unbelievable siyata d'shmaya that we wouldn't have before. All about osin tshuva, about taking the first step.